It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
We do like friends, guests from the community, and we have two today. We've got David Briggs and Valerie Edwards are in here to talk about a big car show that David's got going on coming up later in the month, and it's going to benefit some kids in the Hooks area and that part of Bowie County
that Myrtle Springs
Baptist Church gets in there and does so many things with. First off, I guess, David, good to have you back in.
Thank you, sir. It's good to be here.
Yeah, he's a second-time guest. And yeah. Valerie, nice to meet you.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
I didn't ask you on the Facebook, but are you a local girl? Did you grow up here or from somewhere else?
Oh, I'm absolutely local.
Okay, good.
That's very much wonderful. Homegrown.
Very much homegrown.
That's a good thing.
All right. Well, David, tell us the win about the car show, a little bit about it, and then we'll get into what it's benefiting.
Okay. It's Saturday, August 28th. It's the last Saturday here in August. It's going to be hot. I can go ahead and tell them that, but sure. But it's probably not going to rain. That's the benefit of having an August show.
Right. Hopefully not.
It's a full class show. Right. We don't have enough time to go through all the classes. It's a full class show. My motto is if you've got something that you like and you're proud of and you've worked on or you're working on, bring it.
All right.
It's not exclusive.
It's not just this.
No. Yeah. Please bring it. We like old stuff, new stuff, rusty stuff. If you have to trailer it, their stuff.
Yeah.
We don't care.
In progress stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. I've named it after my dad the last couple of years. My dad got me into cars, got me liking cars. Watching American Graffiti and other things that my mom didn't know I was watching as a kid with him.
Sure.
But he also was a big supporter of the Hooks Children's Ministry that it benefits. Uh-huh. I can remember even in school, you know, when he would go grocery shopping during the week, he would go and he would always pick up a toy. And it would change week to week, whatever kind of toy, if it was a stuffed animal, if it was a car, if it was different things. Mm-hmm. And then he would come back home and he had a huge half open or half cut refrigerator box, and he would put that toy in there all year. Mm-hmm. And then when December came around and the Hooks Children's Ministry was doing their Christmas push, he would take that box up to the Myrtle Springs gym and bring in and deliver those toys and then start all over again with the next next time with the grocery store.
Idea. Well, that was a great idea and a nice memory for you to remember.
So that's really, to be honest, that's the bigger reason of just because of who my dad was to me, you know, and who he was in the community.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is helping out children in the Hooks community or in that part of Bowie County. And speaking of that, we got Valerie here.
Yeah, she's going to explain.
Going to explain a little bit about what all you do, because it's big at Christmas, but it's more, as you told us during Facebook, it's more than just Christmas. But talk a little bit about, you can start out with the Christmas.
All right. Uh-huh. It is absolutely more than Christmas. But at Christmas, we make sure that every single child gets toys so that we kind of level the playing ground when the kiddos come back from Christmas break and everybody has something to talk about.
Yeah.
We make sure that every child gets at least one new outfit to come back to school in and to wear. We try to make sure that they get shoes and even personal items that they may need. We make sure that they know that there's a good thing going on. We help those kids with glasses or doctor's appointments or anything that may come up during the school year.
Right.
We help with school supplies at the beginning
of
the school year.
That's huge.
Because we know that sometimes that's a hardship on the parents or guardians.
Right.
We help with just all kinds of things. If we have foster kiddos move in occasionally, we're ready to kind of pick up the slack and help those parents that get 2, 3, 5 kids thrown up on them. We kind of carry clothes over
once
there.
Once they open the door, you help.
Yes.
Right.
We provide toiletries and all kinds of things. And 100% of every dime that is given to Hooks Children's Ministry goes directly to those children.
What a great
Miss Yeager, who started this. Miss Yeager and I take no money. Zero.
Right.
There's no money spent for gas or anything like that. Every single penny goes directly to those children. And, you know, we just try to be God's hands and feet and try to take care of our own little community.
Right. And if a child's in crisis, you're there to cover them.
Absolutely. If there's a burnout, we have stuffed animals that we sometimes give out just to kind of console that child and help through when there's a loss of a parent.
Right.
Or whatever their primary, whoever their primary guardian is, we have those things that we take care of those children.
Yeah, that's just showing the love and passing on the love by making sure that the kiddos have what they need. And, you know, all kids they want to be proud of what they got. They want to be proud of their school supplies. Right. They want to be proud of their new outfit, their new toy. I mean, all kids, they're right. basically, you can, everybody's different, but all kids are the same.
Yes.
You know
absolutely.
What I'm saying?
All kids are the same. They all have the same wants.
Yeah, absolutely. Hang around with us. We'll continue talking as we continue on a Tuesday morning on The Pig. Anna and Friends brought to you by Millway Credit Union, Stronger, Smarter, Sensible. Three locations, Ashdown, Wake Village, and Arkansas Boulevard. This would be local news time, but we've already had local news a couple of times this morning, so we'll let our sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
American made.
Yep, quality furniture you can purchase today. We'll let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with our guest. David Briggs is in here. He's been in here before. He's talking about his David Briggs Memorial Car Show in honor of his father that's coming up later in the month. And Valerie Edwards helping out the kids, Myrtle Springs Baptist Church. And what was the exact name that your organization is called?
Ours is the Hooks Children's Ministry.
Thank you. I knew it was something like that, but you need to write that down so I'll remember it. Hooks Children's Ministry. But it helps out kids in the Hooks area all year long with various things that, hey, they don't have this.
Right.
Maybe they don't have that. Maybe they're in need. Maybe they lost a parent, or maybe they lost both parents.
Right. It's not luxury items. You're giving them essentials.
Essentials.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. We give... anything that they need.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
then occasionally we give kids
a little, yeah.
So that's what what's benefiting from the car show.
Right.
That's going on August 28th. So it's a good thing and you can have fun at the same time. Now you did say that it during the Facebook, we didn't talk about it yet on the radio, that it's $20 per entry if somebody is entering a vehicle.
Yes.
And they will get lunch free, those entrants.
Barbecue.
Barbecue meal that your pastor cooks.
Yes.
Very good barbecue.
Yes.
He
it's a hobby, but he does it. He's better than just a hobby. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, I've eaten some people's hobbies that are very good.
Yes.
Very, very good. The Mayor Alan Brown. He was acting like,
really
I cook
good.
A little. And then he was in one of these
cook-off
and things, whatever. And it was really, really good.
So good.
And I was going, yeah, you cook a little. You cook very good. So you're going to get you some good barbecue if you enter. And like you said, all kinds of classes and years and models and makes. Of course, obviously, you'll see Mustangs and Corvettes and vintage trucks. But it's all going to be in there. And then people that come out to the car show can purchase barbecue meals for $5.
Yeah.
Which helps out what we're trying to do, raise money for the kids.
And it's totally free to come out and look.
But donations are great. Surely accepted.
Absolutely. Well, and I would, they can donate, to us that day because anything that comes in is going straight to the ministry.
Right.
So they can bring donations, that day. We'll take whatever they want to bring in. But like Valerie said, with the children's ministry, they run all year or so. So if you want to donate now, like I said, if you find a flyer, they can get a hold of me. I can get a hold of her. We can absolutely, take those things.
Yeah, you don't have to wait. And
no.
they're helping people. They're helping kids, obviously, with the
right now,
school supplies.
School starting up, yeah.
And stuff like that is so needed. But going out there and eat your little barbecue and donate.
Enjoy
the great cars. Man, I think we should go, Anna.
Okay.
And, well, last year we had about 120.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really thinking that we can be north of that this year.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah.
And it's an amazing sight to see that many vehicles, wrap around to the front of the sanctuary and down. So that's what we're looking for.
Right. And they will have air conditioning in case you get a little
warm.
If it's one of those typical August days and you get a little warm, they got air conditioning there that you can get inside, duck inside the food, you can eat in there and go to the restroom.
You can go eat. You can just go sit if you need to.
Yeah, you can go sit.
We've had people do that before.
Yeah, so it'll be all right. I see. Is this still holding? The Texas Pinups going to be there?
They are going to be there.
Okay.
And they support. Yeah, they support. Wounded Warriors and all kinds of things things around here. So they'll be. They don't sell things,
No.
But they'll have a lot of stuff you can donate for. Uh-huh. They do an amazing job, and we're going to try to put them. In a good spot where there's just people walking by all day.
So right.
And they'll offer to take pictures with vehicles.
Right.
So guys take advantage of that,
The funny thing is, they look vintage.
Yes.
the women do.
Yes.
And so it goes along with a lot of the vehicles that are there.
Our very own Angela's one.
I know that.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So they'll be there. We're looking forward to that too.
So it's going to be a lot of fun going on the last Saturday of this month, which is the 28th. It all starts around 8 a.m. with registration be going on throughout the morning. Going to wrap it up by around 1 o'clock, so before it gets really good and hot. And like I said, the barbecue meals be served during the...
At 11.
Yeah.
Probably
yeah,
11 to yeah, 1. Yeah. Last year actually ran out before 1. So if you're going to come...
Yeah. Don't wait till the last
don't
second.
Wait.
Yeah, because like you got to have time to look at the vehicles anyway. Yeah.
Right.
I think I had to go to Sonic last year after it was over because it was gone before I got before I got back.
Yeah, that was so. That's a bad break there. But looking forward to it. So this is going to be great. Y'all hang around because if you remember, you play a game when you come in.
Right.
Here.
Surprise.
We play a game. It's not a physical game. It's a mental game.
Yeah.
So you don't have to jump any hoops or anything
You'll
like
win.
That. Time to play a game. And the game we have today is, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Okay, good.
Okay, the following questions come from a standard fifth grade curriculum in the United States. If you get 4 out of 5 right, well, you're moving on to the sixth grade. If you get less than 4 out of 5, I guess it's summer school. I don't
know.
All
right. Well, summer school's going to be a little late.
The good news is that it's multiple choice,
yes,
which I prefer. I think everybody likes multiple
yes
choice. But here we go. Welcome to August.
Okay.
Being August the 3rd. It's one of the as a matter of fact, I'm going to give you a time limit on this. I'm going to give you about 3 seconds to answer this because I don't want you to sit there and figure it out. All right. It's one of the months that has 31 days. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How many months total have 31 days each year? Is it 5, 6, or 7?
I'm going to go with 7.
I'm going to say 5.
What do you say, Valerie?
I'll go with 7.
7 is correct.
You did it the same way I did it.
7 is correct.
I'm going to wait till the teacher answers.
The other ones have less than 7, as we know, 30 or February.
Right.
Use the order. Oh, this one always gets me.
Oh,
every
gosh
time. It's a math question.
Oh, perfect.
I'm out.
I would be too, because I get it wrong every time. Use the order of operations when figuring this out, okay?
All right.
5 plus 3 times 2 minus 1 is 8, 10, or 15. 5 plus 3 times 2 minus 1 is 8, 10, or 15.
Valerie, go first so that we can answer.
I'm going to go with 10.
She's going to go with 10.
Yeah, we're with her.
A very smart move to go with Valerie because she's correct.
Hey, Valerie.
And so I always get this. It's you do the multiplication thing first.
Yeah, you have to do the hardest
part
first.
Okay, and then you add and subtract.
Right.
And so 3 times 2 is 6 plus 5 is 11 minus 1 equals 10. But right, I would have got it wrong.
Well, we didn't have paper and pen.
Which company? I said I would have got it wrong. Which company owns the Xbox video game system?
Okay.
Is that Apple, Microsoft, or Nintendo?
Y'all know that one.
I don't know that one, even. Xbox.
I'll say B.
He says B.
It's Microsoft, right? Yeah.
Yep. Okay, Microsoft it is, and it is correct. Microsoft owns them.
See, useless information. That's my...
Yeah, see, you're right there with me.
Anna meet David. David meet Anna. She's got more useless knowledge than I know.
He envies it.
What epic poem by Homer tells the story of the Trojan War? Is that the Iliad, the Inferno, or the Wooden Horse?
Is it A?
It's the Iliad.
Okay. Is it A?
Valerie's, I was questioning. It's like, can you support my answer?
It is A. It is the Iliad. Yeah. And this one, I actually read these ahead of time. This one makes me laugh. Okay.
What is it?
What is a pronoun?
Okay.
Okay. A pronoun, is that a professional noun?
Could be.
A noun that is capitalized or a word that replaces a noun?
A word that replaces a noun.
Yes, we're going to go with Valerie.
I agree.
I'd go with Valerie, yeah. That's true.
Thank you, Valerie.
It's not a professional noun, even though it sounds good. A pronoun.
Yeah, I want to be your pronoun.
Right. Well, y'all did quite well, which means you're going on to the sixth grade.
Yay.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, once again, the David Briggs Memorial Car Show is coming up the final Saturday of this month, August 28th, going to be held at the Myrtle Springs Baptist Church. All you have to do is type that in on your Google Map thing or whatever, and it'll take you right to it in Hooks. 8 until 1, they get underway with the registration around 8. He said the barbecue lunch is around 11 to 1, but don't wait till the last second because they might sell out.
Right.
But all kinds of different cars, trucks, old, new, it doesn't matter.
Right.
He just wants you to be involved. Of course, it's going to be a lot of Stangs and a lot of Corvettes and a lot of trucks, but all kinds. And it benefits the Hooks Christian Children's Ministry. Which and you're involved with that, obviously, from Myrtle Springs Church, Baptist Church. And it's going to help out so many children with things all year long. It's not just Christmas.
No.
It's school supplies, dental work, shoes, clothes, toys.
Right.
If they need it, they say, let's help them out. So right. this is what love and church is all about.
Thank you.
And we appreciate you guys. Once again, it's $20 per entry if you're going to enter a vehicle, right? All right. And they get lunch. They get the lunch, barbecue lunch free since they enter. And if you come out, $5 will get you the barbecue lunch. Or if you want to donate a little more, that's fine.
It's okay.
If you just want to come out and look around, it's totally free.
It's totally free if you just want to look. A donation would be greatly accepted, but it's going to be a great car show.
It will be.
All right. Thank you guys for coming in and joining, taking some time with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.